subject fighting. Dear Shirley and Steve, I'm a 37-year-old man with 7 children and 5 children's moms. Yes, I made some bad choices in my life. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. My father died when I was 10 and my mother was on drugs and left me at the age of 16. Please understand, I'm not using these issues as excuses, but they do play a part. So fast forward to my issue. I have these 7 children and I'm constantly fighting with 3 of my kids' moms just to spend time with my kids. The 3 of them together have a total of 5 of my kids. I understand that I have made some major mistakes in my past, but God has forgiven me, so I moved past them. My issue is, in my heart, I don't feel right just spending time with only 2 of my children and not the rest. The 3 women that are not letting me see my kids are still trying to hold my past over my head. To hurt me, they are keeping my kids away from me. Shirley and Steve, I am a man that is fighting every day just to make things right. I have humbled myself and asked these women for forgiveness, but it seems like it's not enough. People tell me all the time to just be happy spending time with the 2 I can spend time with and leave it in God's hands, but it is hard because I love my kids with all my heart. I don't have time to go to court because I have to work in order to pay my child support. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Please give me some insight. Interesting letter here. Here's a man who has admitted doing wrong. He seems to see the error of his ways now. He's tried to make things better. He's even uncovered a possible reason or root cause for why he may have behaved this way in the past with all these kids and baby mamas and everything. And we talk quite a bit on this show about second chances. And I think if anyone deserves a second chance, you do. And you know, because you have tried to make things right. But these trifling baby mamas of yours, I don't know. To me, it's just women like this that try to keep a good brother down. They do. I think it's wrong for them to stop you from seeing your children. I don't think anybody should do that. You know, they're using the children to control you. I just think it's wrong. I mean, how many men are absentee fathers with moms and kids who would love to have them around? I just wish you would find time for court. I know you say you can't, but I wish somehow you could, because legal custody seems the only way around this situation. It's a very sorry situation. I do agree with some advice that your friends have given you to spend time with the kids that you can for right now and put it in God's hands. But whatever you can do, if you can find some time in your day, if you can, please try to go to court and get legal custody. But I just think this is wrong. I hate when moms use their kids as pawns. Steve?
Okay, first of all, let me get this out the way, Shirley, so you can understand. This man ain't fitting to get legal custody. He can stop. No, just listen to me.
Visitation. Visitation.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I meant. Visitation.
Okay, there you go. Visitation. You can get that.
Yeah. Custody, I meant visitation.
Out of the question. Out of the question.
I meant visitation.
Because when you go to the judge and you tell him, because I'm confused about these damn numbers now.
It's a lot.
I don't know how many baby mamas it is, how many kids. I know it's 7. I got 7, so I felt for you.
5 children.
But you strung them out. There's a lot of mamas in. I was very confused at who stayed where. First of all, I commend the brother. Because first of all, recognizing your flaws is the beginning to fixing the problem. And that's what this young man is doing. This man, he's trying to fix the problems. He's admitting to his wrong. He's owning up to it. That's all you can do. That's all you can't have somebody to do nothing. Everybody make mistakes. So here we go. I got 7 children. I'm constantly fighting with 3 of my kids' mom just to spend time with my kids. The 3 of them together have a total of 5 of my kids. I understand that I've made some major mistakes in my past. Now, here's the important part. But God has forgiven me, so I have moved past them. My issue is, in my heart, I don't feel right just spending time with only 2 of my children and not the rest. Okay, this is a man who done reconciled with God. Here's the problem with forgiveness. God forgives a lot more readily and a lot quicker than people do. That's the problem we have. Now we're dealing with an issue of mothers. The 3 women that are not letting me see my kids are still trying to hold my past over my head to hurt me. They are keeping my kids away from me. Shirley and Steve, I'm a man that's fighting every day just to make things right. I've humbled myself and asked these women for forgiveness, but it seems like it's not enough. Okay, listen to me. See, here's what, and Shirley hit it on the head. First of all, man, keep fighting. But it's women like this who really do a lot of damage to children. Instead, he wants to see, it's a lot of women like this that keep labeling men dogs when a man's trying to do the right thing. There are a lot of men out there trying to do the right thing. have a young guy that works around me who's trying to do the right thing. Mother and his kids won't even let him talk to the kids. Won't even let them talk to him. See, because he got a little backed up on child support because he was out of work for a while. He got backed up on child support. You can't send child support when you're out of work. So now he's back working. He's trying to catch up. He's paying. But until you do this, you ain't talking to your kids. How stupid is this? And you women out there that's pulling this downright stupid. This honor is low down. Yep. See, what you think you're doing by hurting a man, you really hurting the kids. The grown man going to eventually be able to move on because he's developed enough toughness in his life to handle your behavior towards him. But what you really doing, you damaging them kids. But here's the trick part to women who damage their kids by not allowing them to see their father. Your kids going to get older one day. They're going to know the truth. They're going to find out that you kept them away from their daddy.
Yes.
And then you're going to have a problem with a much more severe problem with a much older child. It happens all the time. All the time. I get people on my show, people writing me letters all the time. Ladies, stop using these children as pawns to hurt these men when the person you're really hurting is the child, the person that you claim to love so dearly. When you holding this child against the man, now how righteous is that? Well, let's deal with your part about it. You picked this man too, remember that? See, he didn't force you to lay down, open up. You voluntarily laid down and opened up. Hello, let's get real with it. You know, let's go on and be a little stanky with it now. But now all of a sudden, since you made a mistake and it ain't work out between him, now you want to be mother funky all of a sudden. But you hurting the kids. What? It's the kids you hurting. It's your low down self. See, women like that, man, they get on my nerves with that mess right there. You always want to give a man a reputation as being a dog. Then when a man trying to do the right thing. Then the man say, some people telling me all the time, just be happy spending time with the two I can spend time with and leave it in God's hand. But it's hard because I love my kids with all my heart. I don't have time to go to court because I got to work in order to pay my child support. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Please give me some insight. He's absolutely correct. He can't go to court all the time because he got to go to work because he got to pay to see the child support coming out regardless. So if you 2 days short, they take the same amount of child support. Now, your life locked up. You way behind the eight ball now, so he can't take off. He's asked these women for forgiveness. They ain't going for it. All y'all slept with this dude of your own free will. All y'all. All y'all had these babies of your own free will. You don't accidentally get pregnant. You pregnant because you're screwing without protection. Now, like you stupid all of a sudden, you don't know the results of that. So now, well, I accidentally got pregnant. Are you for real? Send the money like you're supposed to. Try to get a message to them. Send them a note up to the school. You just keep doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. God will turn this whole thing around for you. You're going to have a relationship with the kids you want. Because they're going to want to have one with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.